Hello, the 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 17. The word of God, episode 17. And our scripture has been what? Hebrews 4:12. By this time, you should be saying along with me, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Remember, we've gone through the word quick, and that word quick is not a present knowledge of quick, but what? Alive. For the word of God is alive. For the word of God is a living organism and powerful. Okay, so we've been looking at how the word of God is a different kind of knowledge than what's the knowledge we have presently. So let me not go ahead of myself. And I said, if you've not listened to the previous episode, please listen, for this will help you to understand what I'm saying. I was saying that the way we have obtained what we know, knowledge in our world, has been through the five senses, which is seeing, which is hearing, which is tasting, which is smelling, which is feeling. Five senses. The five senses have been the doorway, the common source of knowledge everywhere. So I was telling you that it is true that the sense knowledge is important for us to do something as common as cooking, something as common as driving, and something as complex as flying an airplane. But, and this is where I said, the sense knowledge has limitations. It is limited. And you're asking, so prophetess, what does it mean? Why is it limited? It is limited, number one. It cannot discover the source of life. Source being S-O-U-R-C-E, the source of life. What is the source of life? Who gave life? When you cut open, so you get, but the source of life, okay, cut open a human being, cut open a plant, cut open a plant, cut open leaf, just plug one leaf, cut it open, it has life, isn't it? When it was hanging there, it had life. Cut open it. Can you see the life? Can you see the life in the plant? Can you see the life in the leaf? Can you see the life in the man? When you cut open a man, can you see his life? They say, oh, this is the life of the man. I can see his life. No. No matter how science has become, no matter how big science becomes, no matter how important science becomes, no matter how knowledgeable the scientist is, he can never be able to show us the source of life. Neither can he show us how life is like. He cannot. He can be the best scientist in the world. He cannot. There is no scientific book that can show us the source of life or how life is like, how life looks like. Hey, so it means sense knowledge is limited in that sense. Sense knowledge is limited in that sense because it cannot even show us the source of life. It's amazing. Is it not amazing? It's amazing for me because I'm thinking, and no matter how a man, no matter what we know, no matter how much knowledge we've accumulated, we cannot tell the source of life. We cannot. Scientists, give me, who is it? Who is he? He should tell me the source, how life came about. He should just tell me. There is no man who can tell you or give you the source of life. And there is no man who can cut open a plant, cut open a human being, cut open any living thing and be able to draw out the life and put it on the table and say, here is life. There is no one like that. You are so blessed. Please keep listening, because we are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. You are so blessed. Bye.